Number 90. All hail to the hubbub. It takes all sorts, and the hubbub that we call modern society is far from homogeneous. Indeed, the very definition of what we believe a human to be is so different for each of us that the word itself is almost a homograph. But why homogenize anyway? Horticultural expert to street huckster, humanitarian to hoodoo, variety is the spice of life. Some people, however, are a hostage to their extreme personalities. Have you ever been in that horrendous situation where some hothead creates a hullabaloo in the midst of a host of people because of a mistake by some low-level employee? Have you ever been hoodwinked by some scoundrel who would have better suited horns and hooves and a distinctively red hue? Well, we are all at times perpetrators of horrific behavior. I have been guilty of jealousy when witnessing a colleague receive an honorarium when I thought it was rightly mine and prepared cutting remarks like a hone to cut through their pleasure. And I have shown hostility due to misplaced hubris when, for example, having arrived at my travel destination, I have been shown some dirty hovel which claims to be my hotel. Such a huffy attitude makes others feel as though we consider ourselves the hub around which all else revolves. In fact, we are all equal. Societal status should be horizontal, and we should be forgiving of others' faults. Of course, all people are from time to time at the mercy of their hormones, and may be guilty of a little huffish or hostile behavior. If you witness this, be a little humane, as we must all huddle together on this tiny hull hurtling through space. At least it breaks the humdrum. Who knows what your horoscope will bring if you yourself one day will commit a howler and be dependent on the hortatory remarks of your fellow man. And if you have some personality defect, don't hover in one place. Take time out to change yourself now, for as hordes of students of horology can tell you, time and tide wait for no man. Let the hoop that binds us together be that we all define humanity as humble and hortative, and let us strive to make the world more hospitable. Don't let life become so unbearable for others that people run away when they see you coming, as though you were some dangerously drifting hulk. Practice horticulture of the soul, and let's make this world a better place.